mentioned the bottom part of a tree, the part that's underground.
Yeah, right? The roots.
And what kind of trees are native to this area?
Well, elm, the blackjack, and I think the hackberry.
We've got one of those in our backyard. We bought it from a nursery. I think
yeah, we have one. It's a great big thing, taller than this house.
I say they're very nice, but I'm going to pull it and put in an apricot, I think.
And, I don't know whether the cedar tree would be native here or not. There's a lot of them around on the river banks, you know, and around through the country. But I don't know whether they would call it a native tree. I suppose it would be.
I better set my volume here. How about this tree that has the little ball-like things on it? Large, broad leaf. The bark is sort of green and gray.
You talking about the sycamore?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know whether that's native or not. I doubt very much if it's a native tree.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear that one called anything else around
no.
here? No. Let's see, the tree that you get syrup from.
Maples?
Uh-huh. And if you went to a grove of these trees to get syrup, what would you call that? Anything in particular?
No, I don't think so. I probably you'd call it a maple grove.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever use sugar bush here?
No, I never heard of it.
I neither. I think that's New England.
Must be.
And let's see, we mentioned... how about this... I guess this isn't a tree. It's sort of a shrub. Not the vine, but if you come in contact with it, it might make you itch.
Poison ivy?
Yes, that's the vine. Is there a
bush? Oh, I think there's a poison oak.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it's like. That is, whether it's a vine or a tree or what it is. But I don't know. You speak of a tree that is that?
Well, is there any shoemaker around here?
Some, yes.
I don't know what that is. I wasn't.
Well, it's a. Oh, it don't grow very tall. Probably like that, or maybe a little bit taller. It has a bunch of little berries. I would call them. They're not any bigger around than the end of your lead pencil.
Brown.
Brown, and they turn brown. Yes, that's a shoemake.
And. Let's see, do they grow separately? There'll be one here and one over there 100 yards.
You mean the trees?
Uh-huh.
I think they're generally in a cluster.
Uh-huh. I'll watch out for those. And let's see, we mentioned the tree, and then well, what would you say about these in front of your house? Are those trees, would you say, right along the edge of the porch?
No, that's spirea.
That doesn't grow as a tree, it grows as a what?
As a bush. Now, I think there's another name for it. But I don't know what the other name is. Might be technical name for that.
We had a nurseryman come. Well, he wasn't a nurseryman, he was just a salesman. He saw that we had a lot of bare dirt around our house, and he stopped in to sell us some landscaping.
Yes.
He drew up a plan and said, now for $280 I can give you all these shrubs.
Yeah.
He said, it's not bushes when you're landscaping, it's shrubs.
Yeah, sure.
To me, it's bushes.
That's right. But you know, these nurserymen think that's a little better sounding word.
Oh, let me see. Out in your garden, in some gardens anyway, there are vines that have red berries, a lot of little seeds around the outside, spring of the year. And you can eat them with sugar and cream or put them in shortcake.